Hi guys, welcome to this podcast. My name is Grace.
And I'm Edgar.
Today we're going to be learning about question words part 2 because we did an episode about question words last episode.
So let's review the question words from last episode. We did why,
ทำไม,
when,
เมื่อไหร่,
what,
อะไร,
where,
ที่ไหน,
and how,
อย่างไร. And this episode, we're going to be doing ไหม หรือเปล่า ใช่ไหม ใช่ป่ะ หรอ If you don't understand anything that I just said, please keep listening.
So remember that if you want to follow along and read all the example sentences and vocabulary we talk about in this episode, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace. So let's start with the most common question word there is in Thai,
which is mai. The word is written as mai, rising tone, but when you pronounce it, it's always mai, so it will be a high tone.
So in spoken Thai, everyone says high tone version.
Mm-hmm.
So mai is like the equivalent of the question mark sign. If there is no question word, such as what, when, why, where, how, then you would put the mai to make it clear that the sentence is a question. So for my, you just put it at the end of the sentence. So good in Thai is
D.
And then is it good?
D mai.
How would you say he will come?
Kao ja ma. He will ja ma come.
So how would you say will he come?
Kao ja ma mai.
So you just add it at the back. Let's do some more examples. How would you say, are you going to Thailand next year?
ปีหน้า, next year. จะมาประเทศไทยไหม?
How would you say, do you like to eat pad thai?
ชอบกินผัดไทยไหม? If you want to be polite, just put ค่ะ or ครับ. ค่ะ for women, ครับ for men. ชอบกินผัดไทยไหมคะ?
ชอบกินผัดไทยไหมครับ? So yeah, this one is pretty easy. You just put mai at the end of a sentence and it turns it into a question.
Something that I've noticed teaching is that some people will try to use the question word and mai. For example, ทำไมชอบกินผัดไทยไหม? Why do you like to eat pad thai? But actually, if you have the word ทำไม, then it's already why. It's already a question word. You don't need mai. ทำไมชอบกินผัดไทย is why do you like to eat pad thai? You don't need to put mai at all.
The next question word we'll learn is หรือเปล่า.
หรือเปล่า.
Which is a very common alternative to mai. And it literally means or not. Because or is ru and เปล่า is not or empty.
Yes. How do you say a plain water?
Nam plow.
How do you say bare hand?
Mu plow.
So with the example that I gave you guys a while ago with mai, you can replace everything with ru plow.
Let's try that now. So how would you say, are you going to Thailand next year?
ปีหน้าจะไปประเทศไทยหรือเปล่า?
Will he come back?
เขาจะกลับมาหรือเปล่า?
Do you like to eat pad thai?
ชอบกินผัดไทยหรือเปล่า?
Is it good?
ดีหรือเปล่า?
So here are some pro tips for หรือเปล่า. Actually, most Thai people just say
หรือเปล่า. ชอบกินหรือเปล่า? Do you like to eat? It's very rare to hear หรือเปล่า.
Yeah.
Actually, let me pronounce it more correctly. According to the writing, it's หรือ. But it's very common to say หรือเปล่า, หรือเปล่า. You can even cut it really short to ป่ะ. It might sound a bit foreign to you, but I swear that this is the most common form that I use. ป่ะ.
So how would you say, is it good?
ดีป่ะ.
Are you going to Thailand next year?
ปีหน้าจะไปประเทศไทยป่ะ. But this is only used with friends or close ones. It will sound a little bit too casual if you use with people that you don't know or people on the street.
Okay, so next question word is 잘마이 and 잘빠. This one is like asking right. Like in English, if you were to ask right.
잘마이 is the neutral one, right? 잘빠 is the more casual one.
So let's do some examples. We will meet today at 10, right?
원이 들간. Today, we meet each other. 10몽 잘마이. 10 a.m., right? Or if you want to make it more casual.
원이 들간 10몽 잘빠. The third is a holiday, right?
The third. 원티삼. 원티삼. Ben one yut, shai mai ka?
One yut, holiday.
How do you make it more casual?
One ti sam, ben one yut, chai pa krap? You forgot my name already, right?
This sounds a bit casual, because I wouldn't be saying this to people that I don't know, so I will use the informal one. Lum shu lao lao shi pa? Lum shu rao, forgot my name. Rao, I'm using rao for my. In this case, ลืม ชื่อ เรา แล้ว ใช่ ป่ะ?
And the last example, tomorrow we will have dinner together, right?
พรุ่งนี้ กิน อาหาร เย็น ด้วย กัน ใช่ มั้ย คะ? And more casually,
พรุ่งนี้ กิน อาหาร เย็น ด้วย กัน ใช่ ป่ะ?
พรุ่งนี้ tomorrow กิน อาหาร เย็น eat dinner, have dinner ด้วย กัน together.
Yeah, 아한 옌 dinner. 아한 차오,
breakfast. So literally morning food. 아한 옌, evening food. What about lunch?
아한 티앙,
noon food. You don't say afternoon food. 아한 바이 doesn't exist.
So before we move on, let's talk about a common mistake that I used to make all the time. Because in English, you can change a statement to a question by raising your voice. For example, if I want to ask if something is good, I can just say, it's good. You know, just raise my voice at the end. It's good.
Or good.
But in Thai, you can't raise your voice.
D will always be D. You cannot say D.
Yeah, or D.
And I hear from Edgar a few times. Sometimes, D? Is it good? D? And I always say, like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, so you in Thai, you always have to put the question word. So it would always need to be di mai. For another example, in English, I can just say, want to go? I don't have to say, do you want to go? I can just say, want to go? But in Thai, if you just say, yak bai, that doesn't exist. So you have to say,
yak bai mai.
And the last example, in English, I can just say, you don't like it? And raise my voice and it becomes a question instead of a statement. But in Thai, my shop is not a question. You always have to say, my shop ra.
My shop la.
And that's actually the next question where we will learn la. So la is like saying, oh yeah?
Like you just realize something. Oh, it's that way? Okay, I get it.
Oh, you don't like it? Oh yeah?
Oh, you didn't know he was married? Ah, okay, cool.
Yeah, so let's do some examples.
Let's say Edgar doesn't eat cheese. And then I didn't know that. And later I realized, and I say, oh, making cheese law? Like, oh yeah, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, another example, let's say I just found out Grace is Thai. I can say, Ben kon Thai law. Oh, you're Thai?
Let's say you had an appointment and you arrive at the place. And then you realized, oh, it's not this place. It's not here.
So let me ask you a question. Yak bai means want to go. What would be the difference between yak bai mai and yak bai la?
Yak bai mai, do you want to go? I really want to know if you want to go or not. Is it yes or is it no? Yak bai la is, oh, I didn't know that you wanted to go. You should have told me earlier. Yak bai la? Oh, okay, if you want to go, in that case, okay, let's go tomorrow together. The last thing that I want to talk about is some common mai question. Like, dai mai? Can? question mark. For example, can you speak slowly?
푸차차다이마이
푸차차다이마이 푸 to speak, 차차 slowly, 다이마이 can you? Question mark.
다이 means to be able to.
The next one is 디마이. 디마이 literally is good and then question mark. But in Thai, we like to use it as should we? Is it good to do this, do this? For example, should we eat first?
긴건 디마이.
긴건 디마이. Should we eat first before we do something else? Before we go to work?
We hope everyone enjoyed this episode and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.